I can't hear you, but I can hear the background a little bit.
Almost heaven.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines West are open, 844-967-2789. When I get back to the January 6th commission hearing yesterday, other important information that came out. This John Eastman, he had been a U.S. Supreme Court law clerk. He's a law professor. He took the fifth 100 times at his deposition, 100 times. I've taken a lot of depositions in my life. I really have. I think maybe once I've seen somebody take the fifth, taking it 100 times. This guy is guilty of sin. Guilty of sin. And then afterwards, and he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, afterwards, he sends an email to Rudy Giuliani and he goes, I need a pardon. Tell Trump I need a pardon. you put something like that in writing. First of all, if you're not guilty, you don't need a pardon. Obviously, he's guilty. But secondly, you pick up the phone. Or in fact, you have your lawyer pick up the phone and call Giuliani's lawyer and say, I need a pardon. And he did not get a pardon. And amazingly, Giuliani didn't get a pardon. This guy Eastman is the one who was the brains behind setting a lot of this stuff up about Trump telling Pence to just look down at the electoral count certifications and say, I'm a little concerned about these. I'm sending them back to the states. That's all they wanted. And then we would have had, in the words of Mike Luttig, the judge, he said, if Pence had thrown out those votes, we would have had a revolution in this country. We would have had a revolution in this country. And the U.S. Supreme Court should follow the election returns. They should realize that they can only get away with so much. If you take away the right to a presidential election, let's put it this way. There was no presidential election in 1776. That's why George Washington and Madison and Jefferson and Franklin and the great patriots, Hamilton, rose up. So that there would be presidential elections. The another lawyer testified. This was Jacobs, Pence's lawyer. Eastman was the architect, the quarterback of the Green Bay sweep of corruptly overturning the election. Eastman, when he said a lot of this stuff, they asked Jacobs, Pence's lawyer, what did Pence say to you? Jacob said, Pence said, this is rubber room stuff. In other words, in an insane asylum. It's crazy. It's certifiable. And then, when it was pointed out to Eastman that these people, that Trump had attacked Pence, Trump had pressured Pence, and that what he wanted was wrong and criminal, Eastman was in for a penny, in for a dollar. What he said is, okay, yeah, well, that was all crooked, but how about just one more little crooked thing? This is a law professor, for Pete's sake. It's a lawyer. One more crooked little thing. With all this other crooked stuff, at least let's put the cherry on the sundae and just send the electoral vote count back to the states. If you watch this, or even you watched anything about it, the final thing was, the testimony was, Trump did not care if there was violence, if it achieved his goals to stay in power. He didn't care if there was violence. He was watching TV in the White House after he told them that he was going to go with them to the Capitol. He was sitting there chuckling and chortling. Donald Trump's junior's girlfriend was dancing. They were exulting because these folks were with Trump, were zealous for Trump, and they've been lied to and lathered up and told that there was a fraud in the election and that the voting machines have been rigged. That was false. Everybody who said that is being sued for over $1 billion by Dominion and others. Fox News is being sued. Individual Sean Hannity is being sued. Trump is being sued, Giuliani is being sued for over $1 billion. That's what resulted from this. But when they heard, hang Mike Pence, Trump said, according to the testimony, said, well, maybe he deserves it. His own vice president, for Pete's sake. Trump, in a phone call, called Pence a wimp and the P word, as in Access Hollywood, when he says, not knowing he's on tape, with women, you can grab them in the P and they can't do anything about it. This is a crude guy. But not only is a crude guy, who says that to his vice president? You know, if Trump Trump had surgery and was under anesthesia, which happens, that kind of thing, the vice president is temporarily the president of the United States and the commander in chief and has to respond. And you're calling him a wimp in the P word, you crude guy. And then in addition to that, he's sitting there chuckling, going, well, maybe Pence deserves it. And he told Pence, I made a big mistake picking you 4 years ago. This is a sick, sick individual. I strongly encourage everybody to watch the next one. It's coming up. And I also strongly encourage them, when you have an egghead like Luttig, who has some little good cherry-picked things to say, but is going to sit there sighing and contemplating his navel, you don't put him on live so he can exult in his geekiness. Put on what he has to say. Put on what he has to say. One little great tidbit. This is unbelievable. The governor of Montana is missing. What? You say he's missing? Yeah, I'm telling you, he's missing. Not that I care. Not that anybody cares, because he's a right-wing nut who beat up a reporter when he was running. He's a big guy. Some reporter was there and asked him a question he didn't like, and he tackles him. And, you know, this is a skinny little guy. I mean, who does that? Who does that? He's a punk. He's a thug. Greg Gianforte, the governor, is missing. And that's not a novel. That's not my next novel. I'm working on my next novel. This is a different novel. Nobody cares, but the governor of Montana is missing. They won't say where he is. They won't say where he is. They don't deny he's missing. They don't even say they know where he is. You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of South Carolina. Remember that guy, Sanford? He said he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. Remember that guy? And he had a mistress in Argentina. And you say, come on, Matt, you're making that up. I'm really not making that up. He'd met somebody, started an affair with her. She's from Argentina. The guy puts on a disguise, drives to the airport himself, and tells his staff that he's going to contemplate things and hike the Appalachian Trail. Goes to the airport and gets on a plane to Argentina. I mean, I can imagine the guy sitting there. Guy looks over at him and say, hey, you look like Sanford, the governor of South Carolina. What is your name? John Smith. You know, he has a fake beard. He goes to Buenos Aires and comes back. You can't do that if you're governor. Now, you definitely can't do it if you're the governor of California and New York. And even Wisconsin, if Tony Evers, suddenly nobody could find him. You know, people would say, come on, Tony, where are you? That's unlikely, very, very unlikely. But this absolute clown and moron, he disappeared in the middle of the worst historic flooding in Montana. Have you been reading about it? In the national parks, Montana, California, everywhere out west. And they had to close them down even during tourist season. And the governor goes, time to get out of town. It sounds like Cruz down in Texas. A little cold around here. Time to go to Mexico, Cancun. Lie on the beach with a daiquiri with an umbrella in it and laugh. Folks back home, they're cold. I'm not cold. This guy goes, God, I don't know what to do. Can't stop the floods. I've stood up against anything having to do with helping this through climate change relief and all that. He skips out. The governor of Montana is missing. No one cares. Many hope he doesn't come back. I mean, we're not saying that we hope something happens to him, but maybe he thinks New York City is a better place to be. Who knows? The bad man, Governor Montana, is missing. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.